Alrighty, guys, we are finishing out our last podcast of the Grateful series as we kind of like move on out of November into December, or as I like to call Christmas month.
Right.
And so today's topic, we're going to talk about the gift of time.
Right.
And just kind of like the thought process behind gratitude and how that can impact our time with family and friends, and just kind of put a nice little bow on this entire series here.
Sure, sure.
So we're going to start talking a couple different pain points today about me, some feelings that you're having and that nature. So the first one we want to kind of talk and dwell on is about, do you ever feel like sometimes you're wasting your time?
That makes me think of, and I'm not quite associating this with wasting time, but just holiday obligations, right? You're like, well, we got to like go to this party, we got to go to that function. You know, we all saw Four Christmases. I mean, you got places to go, and they tend to stack up, and you may feel that is this the best use of my time? I mean, I have some time off of work, and all I do is make myself crazy busy. So I imagine that everybody feels they waste their time at some point.
Yeah, I have more of when I think about like what I'm doing the moments, sometimes I feel like even if it's something as simple as like just relaxing and resting, I'm always like, you know, is this the best use of my time? Am I wasting it? Should I be doing something else, more productive, that kind of thing? And that's a slippery slope to fall into, well, like constantly doing something and then wearing yourself out to the point where you can't do anything, like overextending yourself. And it's interesting because it's a habit I've tried to break over the years, because I tend to busy myself doing random things.
Sure.
And I always get to the point where I'm like, well, is this the best use of my time? Maybe I should be doing multiple things at the same time. And I got to the point where I was like trying to like do two different sets of chores, well, listen to a podcast on a book, and then also being in charge of my dogs and all this kind of stuff. I was like, all right, I got too much going on. My brain can't focus.
Right.
And so it almost like swings back into, instead of trying to be like, I'm not wasting time, I'm wasting it because I'm trying to do too much at once.
Sure. I'm going everywhere at once and nowhere special.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've always been fascinated by the character David Putty on Seinfeld. There's been a couple different scenes where like he sits on the sofa or he sits on a plane and he looks just straight ahead and he's just looking at really nothing. And Elaine's like, you want to read a book? And he said, no, I'm good. And he goes back to looking at this imaginary place on the wall. And by him not doing anything, it drove her nuts. She's like, you're not going to like listen to a book, read a book, want a magazine? He said, no. It just drove her crazy. And I'm like, boy, I'm an only child, so I've gotten comfortable in my skin of that quiet time, you know? But in today's culture, we're constantly having to be entertained. And so you can see that, you know, someone puts their phone down, it's like someone smoking a cigarette. They got to touch it within like 2 minutes, 3 minutes. They got to check and see if did life happen. And I missed it. So it's hard to focus on the moment, I think, even not in today's society of connectivity, but I think it's because we don't know what to focus on when we don't have God in our lives.
Right. When you don't have that anchor point and you have that goal, you have all these, I mean, we talked about before, all these things vying for your attention. Sure. Something's good, sometimes bad. And I just don't think we as humans are not designed to be pulled in that many different directions. We're just not. It just psychologically and mentally, it's just so draining and detrimental, honestly. I mean, there's a reason that nowadays it's 7 second attention span and it's only getting shorter and shorter.
Right.
And it's because it's that dopamine that we're, you know, running after and trying to get with these short videos and the instant gratification and everything in between. And when you're not having, you know, your priorities focused on God, mm-hmm. everything between here and there is going to try to be that glint in your eye.
Sure, sure. And how are we supposed to listen to the will of God and the Holy Spirit if we're constantly distracted?
Right.
So the gift of time, it says your time is a gift, and how we use it shows kind of how we're thankful. You know, mm-hmm. like if you don't spend a lot of time seeking God, reading His Word, maybe in worship service, sharing the gospel, it says something.
Yeah.
It says something. And so I think as a society, we've made ourselves so busy, we always have an excuse not to be focused.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we, no matter what it is, there's always an excuse to not do it. I mean, there's something that you should be doing. There's about 20 different reasons you can come up why you don't need to do it, or you could push it off to tomorrow and everything in between. Like, I think there's the reason that you need to make an effort is because it doesn't come easily.
Right.
And anything that comes easily probably isn't worth it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. One of our pastors said something, and I don't have my phone nearby to quote it, but whatever it is, I'm going to paraphrase it. I'm sure I'll get it wrong. Whatever is achieved easily, it's probably not worth much.
Yeah.
Probably not valuable. So our story, it's a great segue into our story. We're focused on segment one is the story of Mary and Martha. Mm. And so in that story, my brain always thinks of Marcia and Jan Brady. Because these two were always like, Marcia, 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 that kind of thing. So, you know, Mary sat and listened, quieted herself, and focused on Jesus. I mean, she was intent on being there at the foot of Christ. Martha was baking cookies and vacuuming the floor and all this stuff, even to the point of complaining to Jesus that Mary was a lazy bean. So we can kind of see that story in a picture of one is kind of still and quiet and focused on Christ, and one in the presence of Christ, but made herself busy and was distracted from Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. What are some of the things you think you could do to, if you were in Martha's shoes, what could you have done to recognize in that moment what you're doing and adjust it?
I think in those moments, though, like, it's so easy because you notice that the first thing, her problem was not to be upset with, like, all this stuff that she had to do.
Mm.
It was, well, you're not helping me. Why am I the only one doing the work here? And it's very hard to get out of your own headspace in those situations because you're viewing it from like, well, this is like, I got this thing I got to get done. And, you know, you just don't understand, Jesus. I need to go clean the outside of my house. It's so dirty. And it's easy to make excuses.
Sure.
But I do think it's interesting to see, like, in the society that we're in right now, with all the noise and listening and all that kind of driving our attention, it's almost like we're terrified of the quiet. Like, oh, like if I had to sit down and like not entertain myself for 2 seconds, I may hear a thought that comes in my mind that I don't like. And so, like, there's these things of like quiet time, right? Like, you're supposed to take time and reminisce on God's word and read the Bible and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And sometimes God takes those moments to point things out in your life that are not good.
Right. And like, let me just turn that volume up on
TV. Right, exactly. Real quick. And so I wonder if like there's a little bit of that where it's like, well, I don't want to sit down and have quiet time and be lost in my own thoughts and be reminiscing on, you know, what God's saying, the Holy Spirit trying to speak to me, because I'm uncomfortable with being told I'm wrong or I'm doing something incorrectly or I'm sinning in this area of my life. So instead of doing that, I'm going to go cut the grass. I'm going to go clean out the garage. I'm going to go build a second deck onto my home or whatever.
Right.
So that was the first thought that I came to my mind. It's like it's a terrified thought of being alone in your own thoughts.
You mean ignoring God doesn't make him go away?
Oh, gosh.
Wow. What a concept. What a concept. So our verse focuses on that story. Josh, we're going to read Luke 10, 41 through 42.
But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her."
Mm. Yeah, that's a great illustration. And once again, we've been kind of talking about this throughout our podcast, is that I'm very thankful for these moments, the small moments that talk about where we all live.
Mm-hmm.
We all live. We get so busy, or we have someone who's like, they're really focused on their walk. And maybe you're just a little bit distracted. I'm not saying that Martha was not a believer in any fashion. I'm just saying that she was distracted. Mm. And I want to get it twisted. I've been serving in churches long enough to know that someone's got to put the chairs out.
Right.
Someone's got to pick them up on special events, or we need help decorating or whatever. We've been there. We've done that. So there is situations where you got to roll your sleeves up and get busy mm-hmm. doing stuff. That moment was not it.
Right.
And so I think if she was honest, we were a good chance to talk to both of them. Martha would be like, I wasted my time with Christ by focusing on the wrong thing.
Hmm.
So that's our segment one. Be sure to check in a minute for segment two as we land this grateful plane. Okay. I don't want to do the "did you know about the pond" thing. I'm tired of talking about that. The everyday moments, simple acts. Boy, I don't know why we repeated ourselves so much here, but let's see. But in a moment, passing on.
I mean, you could just do like a wrap up section.
Yeah, I think so. We're just going to wrap up. We're going to take and we'll come back. We're going to take and read our verse. There's a time for everything, a season for everything. Mm-hmm. And then we'll just talk about maybe being grateful. Gratefulness may show itself differently at different ages and different mm-hmm. in seasons of life. Okay. Let's do that. So, okay. Uncommon would like to thank today's sponsor, Wilson Technology Group. At Wilson Technology Group, we're not just an IT vendor. We're your trusted business partner delivering exceptional support, innovative solutions, and peace of mind. One call, one team, all your tech issues resolved. Uncommon would like to thank today's sponsor, Viking Mergers. Sell your business? Viking Mergers and Acquisitions can help. With 25 plus years of experience and 800 successful sales, we're experts in securing maximum value. Get your free business valuation now at vikingmergers.com or call 866-592-9467. Okay, welcome back to our second segment, our last segment for the Grateful series. I'm kind of grateful for that because we've talked about gratefulness for 5 podcasts.
5 weeks, yeah.
I got nothing else to say about that. I think that... we're going to land this and look back on it and say, I think we unpacked everything we could out of that.
Yeah, I think it's good now to, as we kind of wrap up this series, is to take all the practical steps we've talked about mm-hmm. in the previous weeks and start implementing them. Because you can listen to this podcast, but if you walk away and do nothing about it, that was a pointless reading.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you're wasting time, mm-hmm. right? So our last verse is Ecclesiastes 3:1. And it says, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. And so that made us think that how someone or what someone is grateful for at maybe age 8 and 18 and 28 and 58 and 88, quite different.
Mm-hmm.
time is a whole lot more precious for that 88-year-old than that 28-year-old who thinks they'll live forever. Mm-hmm. And so I think also it's tied to maturity.
Yeah.
In your walk, I think you may find that you're thankful for things, more things, as you get older, and find out the value of something. I think when you come to Christ, it's tremendously life-changing. But as you grow in your walk, you realize the preciousness of that decision. Mm-hmm. And so it becomes, I think, more valuable as you start to realize what has taken place.
Right. I mean, the more you immerse yourself in your walk and mature, and you realize that, you know, the depth of his love for us and all the things that he's done for us, the examples he's shown in his word to us, I think between that and just, like, you know, mental maturity as you grow as well. Like, you know, I got saved when I was very young, and it grew with me. And as I matured, I understood more of it and really became mine, you know, at a certain point where I understood it fully, you know. And that can be age-related, could be, you know, just a season in life, whatever the case may be. I mean, you could be 55 and just now coming to Christ and you know, being like a toddler in your faith. Mm-hmm. So not a ton is it, you know, age-related, but, you know, like you said, the seasons and the ages and that kind of thing affected greatly. Like this season that we're in right now, me and my wife, we are very thankful for my wife's health, because at a time it was very poor and she was struggling, you know, a lot. And so that's a situation that I'm now thankful for. And I, you know, I thank God every day that she's healthier now.
Sure.
And that's something that I was not thinking about when we were dating in college.
Right.
And so it's those things that, like, I want to make mental notes and to thank God for that and not to lose, I guess, the shine on that and be grateful for the gift that is her health. Mm. And it can be very easily, you know, left in the dust of, like, thanks God, moving forward.
Sure. I think that we have a tendency to diminish things over time, and that's why it's important for us to stay in the Word to understand what has been done for us, the examples that have been given to us to help us become more like Christ and grow to be more like Christ. And I think by doing so, we would all be more grateful.
Yeah.
So, well, I hope everyone who made it through all 5 podcasts. If you did, you get a gold star. right off the bat, we are grateful for you for sticking with us. If you have not, we'll be grateful still. But I hope you've gotten something out of this series. Be sure to tune in as we move into the next season of Advent and Christmas and all the holly jolly stuff. And so you know, don't let time slip away. Be thankful for every moment and make it count. So with that being said, you're going to be something. Be uncommon.